and silver on the hillside. And by and by he would become very rich and return home by sea and be able to talk as calmly about San Francisco and the ocean and the isthmus as if it was nothing of any consequence to have seen those marvels face to face. What I suffered in contemplating his happiness, pen cannot describe. And so, when he offered me, in cold blood, the sublime position of private secretary under him, it appeared to me that the heavens and the earth passed away, and the firmament was rolled together as a scroll. I had nothing more to desire. My contentment was complete. At the end of an hour or two, I was ready for the journey. Not much packing up was necessary because we were going to the overland stage from the Missouri frontier to Nevada, and passengers were only allowed a small quantity of baggage apiece. There was no Pacific Railroad in those fine times of 10 or 12 years ago. Not a single rail of it. I only proposed to stay in Nevada 3 months. I had no thought of staying longer than that. I meant to see all I could that was new.